Christopher Durang's comedy Miss Witherspoon opens this Friday at the John Waldron Arts Center. In a production directed by Bruce Burgun, I'm George Walker. Our guest is Miss Witherspoon herself, Diane Condrat. Diane, Christopher Durang was actually nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for Miss Witherspoon. He's certainly got an impressive list of credits, some wonderful shows.
Yes. Starting with Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All to You, I think he really hit a strong run in the 1980s, and I've gotten to be in, I think, five of his shows over the years because the Phoenix Theater in Indianapolis produces a lot of Durang. So I've been surprised that people don't even know who he is, the kid who was putting up posters. They said, oh, well, congratulations. Are you Christopher Durang? So people don't know about Mr. Durang, so I'm happy to bring him to town.
Now, most of these shows have a distinctly modern, warm and quirky sense of humor. Diane, you're playing Miss Witherspoon herself. A quirky character as any in Mr. Durang's collection. Could you talk a little bit about yourself?
About myself or about Miss Witherspoon?
Miss Witherspoon, please.
Miss Witherspoon has a bad attitude. She doesn't really like being alive too much and wants to escape that. We meet her in the Bardo, which is a netherworld in Tibetan Buddhist philosophy. And she's really trying to dodge the process of reincarnation in a big way. What Durang says about her in the notes is she possibly worked in a publishing agency, a smart but often worried woman. I would say she's smart and funny and just a little bit angry. Yeah, she's perplexed is what one of the characters calls her. So that would be a good word for her. But she's plenty smart and really funny.
Now, Miss Witherspoon is nicely balanced by the sweet Miriamma, who's played by one of your favorite acting partners.
Yes, indeed. My acting teacher, and when I get to be on stage with her, a wonderful partner. Martha Jacobs will be playing Mariamma, and I'm really looking forward to that. She has a fabulous Indian accent going.
And tell us a little bit about Mariamma. Now, you're in a Tibetan afterworld here. Seems a little odd for a smart woman from publishing, but who knows what might happen afterwards.
She is a little surprised herself, frankly. This Mariamma is her spiritual guide. We'll just call her that. She never really identifies herself as that. There's a lot of unanswered questions in the show about all sorts of philosophical issues. But Mariamma's just trying to get Miss Witherspoon to play by the rules and be an upright kind of citizen of the universe, I'd say.
An after spirit.
Yes.
With panache.
Indeed.
And style.
Yes.
Now, you played Miss Witherspoon before. This is a new production with a new director.
Yes, indeed. Bruce is just directing the heck out of this show. He's doing a fabulous job, and it has, in fact, made my brain kind of like macaroni because I've had to almost completely alter the way I was playing her in Indianapolis. So that's been a real thrill.
No kidding.
Yep.
Can you tell us some specifics about this?
She was meaner. She was meaner in Indianapolis, and she is more vulnerable here. Not to say vulnerable people can't be mean, but she was a lot meaner in Indianapolis.
So she's become sweeter as she came to Bloomington.
Yes, as many things I'm sure do as they go down 37.
Now, I know that this Friday night with your opening, there's going to be a very special gala. There'll be singing, there'll be dancing, and there'll be some festivities that we'll be telling people a little bit more about as we get closer to the production. We've been talking with Diane Condrat, who plays Miss Witherspoon in Christopher Durang's comedy. It's directed by Bruce Burgun at the John Waldron Arts Center, opens this Friday the 31st, with additional evening performances on the 8th, 14th, and 15th, and for people who don't like to drive after dark, there's a matinee on Sunday the 9th. I'm George Walker.